The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
This is the Players Lounge, broadcasting live from Dallas Cowboys World Headquarters at the Star. Now, your hosts, Barry Church, Danny McCray, Hecma Harrison, and Nui Scruggs.
Let's ride.
Yes.
Friday.
Yes.
Players Lounge brought to you by Tostitos.
Yes.
Hecma Harrison.
Yes, in the building.
The former Cowboy safety, Barry Church.
Yes, sir.
So, Heck, we're walking down here to come to the studio.
Okay.
We got Cooper Rush coming our way.
Yeah.
And I pointed out, I said, Chippewa, Toledo Rocket, Maxie.
He knew what time it was, too. He knew. I ain't gonna lie, he's a bigger man than I thought. You know, that was my first time kind of seeing him, you know, face to face like that. And I had to look up a little bit. I'm like, all right, you got some size to you.
You're still busted down.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Yeah. I cut him in half. But, yeah. You know, that's another point. But I'm saying that guy got some size to him, man. Yeah. So, you know.
So Aaron Andrews is upstairs here.
Aaron Andrews.
Yeah.
Aaron Andrews. We're here at the Star in Frisco. So that's why I put it together. Oh, because Scott Agolnik, PR guru, it's like, oh, they're taking him there. So he's going upstairs, go talk to them, which means look for something on Fox NFL Sunday with Cooper Rush when they do their pregame show, because Aaron is going to do the game along with Kevin Burkhalter and Greggles.
So Burkhart.
So they're bringing the number one. Is it Burkhart?
Kevin Burkhart.
Burkhart.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like Olsen, man. Okay. I like how he does the game.
I like Burkhart, man. Yeah. He's a good dude.
It's a good combo right there.
They're the number one team now.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Because Troy and them went over to ESPN, got that bag. But hey, it's a good number one. Good number one tandem right there.
Hey, look, good for them.
Mm-hmm.
Good for them. Man, that's the dream in life, man. Yes. You go work at a good little spot, and you know, you just doing your things as number two, number one.
I know it.
Hey.
Slide right on up.
There you go. So Fox has the game. Even though it's a 12 o'clock game, they've set their number one team to go do it. And I was joking with a buddy with the commander. It's like, see, that doesn't happen for you guys unless you play the Cowboys.
This is true. This is all facts.
If it's just you and the Giants, they're not giving you that. They didn't even give you that with Philadelphia last week. That's just what the Cowboy brand does for you here.
I'm good. Glad to know that you don't just jab me. You got other people that you...
Yeah, everybody gets it.
Everybody can get it. No, it's all good.
It's other people. I love them, man. I love everybody. I love everybody, man.
It's all gravy.
I love everybody. You know, hey, man. Heck, what you don't know, and Church can tell you, we've had people who do this show. I didn't jab them. They do nothing. We just kind of just.
You ain't right.
Basically, you're telling me you do it because you love me.
There it is.
Oh my God! Thank you so much.
You done made it, Heck. You done made
it.
My life, I had to fight.
You didn't have no crystal stare. Harrison didn't have no crystal stare. Yeah, brother, I love you, man. You brought up a good point, and someone asked me, J.P. Finley, who covers a team up there for NBC Washington Sports, he said, is there a chance the Cowboys would overlook Washington? And I said, they're not good enough. The Cowboys aren't good enough to sit over here and overlook anyway. They're not good enough because this is still the NFL. They get paid.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming down here with their new uniforms this week. They've talked about it being a rivalry game. You threw 54 points up on them last year. You've got to be ready, just as the Giants were ready.
Mm-hmm.
You're still the Cowboys, man. It's still a big game to them. And I told him, and heck, you pick it up from here. I said, this is still the same group of guys. They heard everybody say, your season's done with Dak Prescott.
And I was one of them.
And they clearly took that personal.
Yeah.
And decided we're going to rally around each other. We don't need all of you.
And legit, that's my point. You know, it was all bad just a week ago, weeks ago. 12 days ago, I was the only guy that pounded the desk and said that the Cowboys were going to beat Cincinnati. And so before that, it was gloom and doom. All the writers were writing them off, flagship stations talking about how bad this team is and how horrible Dak is. And now, all of a sudden, with the emergence, and people want to say that it's Cooper Rush, but they're interviewing the wrong people. Who they need to be interviewing and talking to is this Cowboys defense. Mm. Because this Cowboys defense is the reason for the season. These guys have done all the work. They are really bottling up that Cincinnati offense. They made them look average for a whole half. Mm. I mean, and finally, just to, at the end, it was Cooper Rush that was able to get manufacture a drive to get Brett Maher the kick. But this defense has been outstanding, and when you have a defense that can play like this and hold opponents to the points that they've held them to so far, the rankings where they are in the pass game, not even allowing, I think, three touchdowns to this point.
Year.
This is phenomenal, and it for me. How long does it take people to gravitate towards the idea? Because I know the first thing you want to talk about is how great these offenses are, but this defense is balling on another level, and I agree with you. They're not good enough to take Washington for granted, but when you are going to ride into AT&T Stadium with a defense that's balling the way that they are, they have to have some confidence coming into this game.
I didn't say they have confidence. Overconfidence.
Oh, true indeed.
That's what the question was. Like, hey, could they be overconfident? No, you're not good enough to be overconfident. No, they're just not, they're not. First off, not many teams are. You know, in this league, man, you church, you well know, yeah. you mess around.
Next you're going to get beat.
Know, right, somebody get a little confidence, and, you know, pow, pow. And then you're looking at what happened to us. Well, that happened to you. I mean, my goodness gracious. Did you see the it was the Raiders-Arizona game. They go up like 23-3 or 27, and the fans start popping a bottle in the stands. In Vegas.
Mistake. Just,
shaking it up, too.
Yes, yes. And next thing you know.
Kyler Murray happened.
Overtime, and he's like, what happened to You can't get beat in this league if you're not focused for 60 minutes.
I mean, look what happened. What was that? I don't know if that was that last year or 2 years ago when Denver walked up in here. Was that last year?
It was last year.
When you feel like you had a little bit of confidence going on, Denver, they ain't got it. They working with Teddy Bridgewater. The next thing you know, they running the ball down our throats, and it's, 30-3?
So you
can never be too overconfident when going against guys, especially division opponents. I mean, we all saw going into that New York game. We kind of figured it'd be a tight game because it's a division game out there. But, you know, New York came to play. And you're always going to get your best from the opponent when you're wearing that star on your helmet. We all know that. So you can never overlook the opponent, especially Washington. We've seen in the past what Gibson, McKissick, those guys can do. Gibson almost ran for 200 on us a couple years ago. So you gotta respect your opponent out there. But like Heck said, man, this defense right now, they're rolling on all cylinders, especially that front seven. You know, when you got guys like Parsons, D-Law, making a reemergence in this defense, you got those guys flying in all cylinders. I mean, it's amazing to watch. And to me, I know last year they took the ball away, you know, better than any team in the National Football League. They were, you know, picking the ball off left and right. But to be all honest with you, man, I think they're playing better defense this year. And I say that because, you know, they're playing more sound. You don't see a lot of mistakes out there, a lot of mental errors. You don't see guys running scot-free, receivers running down the sideline scot-free. You know, there's gang tackling going on when it's the running game. The only time I've seen this year so far where a running back kind of took advantage of the defense, that was Leonard Fournette. You know, he went off for 121 yards. But after that, they kind of flipped that mentality. No more solo tackles out there. You saw, you know, Vander Esch. You saw Barr. You saw Parsons. You saw all those guys converging to the ball at the same time, limiting a Joe Mixon, limiting a Saquon Barkley out there. So, to me, this defense is flying on all cylinders, and they got the right to have some type of confidence, but you can't overlook a division opponent, and I'm sure this Dan Quinn defense won't do that.
I think of year two, guys have a better understanding of what DQ wants, which is why I think we're seeing this defense play at this level.
Well, yeah. I mean, you have a coach that what you're alluding to is the adjustments that he's making in season. And, you know, and football's a game of adjustments. You come in, you see Leonard Fournette do what he does in the first game, and you say, well, wait a minute, guys. It's just alignment, assignment. These are things that we have to correct. I really enjoyed what they did against Mixon, knowing that Cincinnati had to have a level of balance to beat the Cowboys, and they didn't allow him to get off. The only thing that I can say about the defense that they really have to clean up is allowing the quarterback to get out of the pocket and pick up those rushing yards. You saw Daniel Jones get that. And as much as I talk about the Blue Eagles and how they're going to be a non-factor, we're up by 20 right now against them, that is the one thing that we cannot allow against any opponent to – let those running quarterbacks or for them to be able to get out on a third and long and pick up a first down. So, you know, the adjustments have been made. I think Dan Quinn is doing a phenomenal job, but the numbers dictate how good they are. And people cannot – they'll get away from – they can talk as much as they want to about the Cowboys, but when you see number one, number nine, number eight, you know, in all these different categories that mean so much in the NFL, hey, you got to start beaming in and saying, look, that's why they winning.
And it goes to show you how good of a coach, you know, Dan Quinn is, because it doesn't matter who's in the game as far as a player is concerned. He's getting the most out of these guys. I mean, look at, like we mentioned Kurse. We were like, man, I don't know. You know, he's a quarterback of the defense out there. He got the green dot. How are they going to do this? And I thought it was going to have to be a group of guys, you know, McQuamu, Bell, and Wilson to go in there and sub in for him. But, you know, Dan Quinn got these guys understanding what he wants, and he's putting them in positions of strength to where you're looking at Donovan Wilson, you're like, man, this guy's flying all over the place. Like, where did this come from? This guy's doing an amazing job coaching these players, man.
Think of the bias that occurs in the media sphere in the National Football League with Dan Quinn. What he's doing, isn't this what gurus do? Yeah. Is this what innovative people do? I mean, how come he's not getting any of these labels we like to give other people? And, for instance, Brandon Staley, 1 year as a coordinator of the Rams, oh, he's innovative, he's smart, he's this, make him the head coach of the Chargers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Chargers defense doing anything?
No.
Got issues. What happened when Staley left the Rams? They won a Super Bowl without him.
Yeah.
Raheem Morris came in there and boom, you know, took the defense to another level. But so there's certain ways we just want to throw. This person's a guru. This person's innovative. This person's really, really bright. But other people don't get it. I mean, at the end of the day, Dan Quinn is that guy.
Yeah, he is.
Greg Roman up in Baltimore, well, what they're doing with Lamar Jackson? How come this guy doesn't have a job? Why? I mean, these are the kinds of people you should be hiring, and we're talking about as, you know, gurus, genius. It's just interesting to me who gets the title, because Dan Quinn is a guy that when he was in Atlanta, people said antiquated. He keeps running that old scheme. Mm-hmm. So what did he do? He truly did reinvent himself, and now we're seeing Dan Quinn in a lot of ways as good as Dan Quinn was in Seattle with that Legion of Boom defense. Having what do you guys do well? We are going to push these kids into doing that and get the most out of them. I mean, right now, man, I'm telling you, I'll be the first one. Heck, you weren't here when we first did the show. Danny was always sold on Dan Quinn.
He was.
He was always.
He was first, like, one I heard talking about bringing him in.
I was not.
Neither was I.
I was not.
Because his defense at the time was giving up the most yards in the air.
Yeah.
You know, they were giving up a ton of yards. There was a dark cloud over him coming from the Super Bowl and all of that.
28-3.
Yes, man. You have a guy that's come here who now doesn't have to worry about all the responsibilities that goes along with being a head coach. He can just coach his guys. And his scheme, it works. But let's keep it real. He got the big briefcase, too, now.
He got some players.
He got some guys that are bona fide getting out there and hunting. That sack percentage, the pressure that they are generating, makes all of this stuff move easily.
So based on what Heck's saying, and here's where I give Dan Quinn credit, he looked and said, what is it you guys do? He preached players versus the scheme.
Yeah.
Nolan was preaching his scheme, a scheme that nobody bought into. You talk to these guys, they bought into Dan Quinn. They want to do it. And he went out there, this is what you do, let's do it. And then with Micah Parsons, okay, you're drafted as a linebacker. And heck, you remember draft day, Barry, we remember draft day. A lot of people took a linebacker. Nah, you took a weapon. And he figured out, what do I do with him? I mean, week two, I still don't think he gets enough credit. Going back to week two, here's Tank Lawrence.
Gone, your broken foot.
Right, and what, you got Justin Herbert? You're trying not to fall 0-2. What are you going to do? I mean, Micah Parsons.
The light comes on.
People hate when you use the word LT, but that was a LT-like performance of what he had against the Chargers.
Now he put the defense on his back. I mean, and how many people going into that draft, including myself, were saying, hey, we need Sertan. We need J.C. Horn. We need a corner right now. We need somebody to bookend with Diggs. Next thing you know, they grabbed Parsons, and I'm like, you know, he's an explosive guy. He was, you know, got 8 sacks off the edge, but he didn't play all that senior year or whatever it was because of the COVID. I'm like, I've got a raw guy. Well, you know, what is this guy going to really do? Then he showed the world what he could really do, man.
And that's what Dan Quinn, that's what I think about Dan Quinn, especially looking at, no, I mean, You know how bad it was with Nolan.
No, that's exactly where I was going. After the year Mike Nolan had, I mean, that defense was historically bad.
Yes.
So it didn't matter what position you went to get better. And there Micah is sitting at 12, and you can pick this guy up. You traded out of a position.
Yeah, you were sitting at 10.
You were playing with your destiny right there, mm-hmm. trading out. And then this guy, you get him. And I'm going to continue to say you lucked up and you got him because he fell to you at 12. Yeah. If you do that draft again today, right now, at this very second, he's the first player taken. I know this to be sure because of the kind of player that he is. All I'm saying is, you know, Dan Quinn has made it so that this defense going forward, the players that he's using, the stock, a lot of these guys' stock is going completely up. Tristan Hill was a guy that was complete. He was gone before the spring. You know, people were talking about what – and he is – bought into the system, and you see a whole nother player, Quentin Bohanna, the way that he, Osa Odighizuwa, the way that, and Dorrance Armstrong, for a lot of fans, had been the joke because, you know, oh, he's the guy that Jerry Jones like. Yeah. Man, Dorrance Armstrong is out there doing it. He can play all of the positions. And that's a weapon as well. When you have one player that can play multiple positions, he's just got a bunch of smart guys, but a bunch of athletic guys.
And he put him in the right spots, Church.
That's where it comes down to.
It's recognized, this is my talent. What do you do? I mean, Bill Walsh, and I've read some Bill Walsh books, he always says, don't tell me what the player can't do. Tell me what he can. And then my job as the coach is to take whatever it is, you do well, Barry, you do well, Heck, and then we need to implement this in here so we put you out here mm-hmm. in the best position to get the most out of your talent. That's what Dan Quinn
does,
which is what, to me, isn't that a part of innovating? Isn't that what geniuses do?
Yeah.
But they don't give him the label, which is just very interesting.
It's coming.
I mean, look, perfect example. Look at Jaron Kearse. 6 years, or was it 5, 6 years
just
in Minnesota? He was just a guy. Played
just
special teams, you know, filled in for Harrison Smith every now and then. He took a flyer on him. You know, let's see what this guy can do. Puts him in great positions, sees what he does, his strengths, his weaknesses, and he's able to get the most out of him. Now, the guy had one of his best seasons that he's had in his career here.
As a box safety, when you have and I know you can speak to this, with the RPO coming into the NFL, it was so hard for undersized guys to be sitting in that box and reading the run and also being able to stay with tight ends at the same time. You saw it in college. They re-revolutionized the position. You have to have a bigger guy at that position.
Gotcha.
Has to be 6'2", 6'3", 215 pounds. He's a linebacker.
Yeah,
but he has to be able to run like a safety.
He's a hybrid. That's what they make him now.
Hello.
They're hybrids, man.
Let's get our first break in here. we should see the debut of Michael Gallup. Should. Mm-hmm. There's the should there. We'll discuss why the should is there with Heckma Harris and Barry Church. I'm Nui Scruggs. This is the Players Lounge brought to you by Tostitos on DallasCowboys.com radio.
It's Smoothie King's original angel food and new angel food slim without added sugar. You no longer have to choose between treating yourself and hitting your goals this summer. You don't have to choose between great taste and feeling great. Because at Smoothie King, every blend is made with whole fruits and no syrups. So you can satisfy your cravings without compromise. The only choice you will need to make is which one is best for you. Try our classic angel food or the new angel food slim, blended without added sugar. Smoothie King. Rule the day.
Attention Cowboys fans looking for the best shave of your life. There's a new official razor of the Dallas Cowboys, Shave Logic. Imagine not having to buy blades as often and getting more smooth shaves than your old razor, guaranteed or your money back. After more than 10 years of research and over 150 company patents, Shave Logic is proud to offer Cowboys fans a special offer. For a limited time, visit shavelogic.com and get a free $10 gift card with your purchase. Go to shavelogic.com now for more smooth shaves guaranteed.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. You hear that? I'm a torrential downpour. Torrential? What's that even mean? It means you can't see out of your windshield. And if you have the wrong car insurance, you might have to make it rain to fix your bumper. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
And they snap it to Prescott, who looks right. It's not there. He escapes left. He'll run for a first down.
Just like football, when it comes to crypto, it's important to have a team you can trust. With Blockchain.com, I know I'm in good hands. Since 2011, they've been trusted by millions around the world to buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency.
Prescott's going to run this himself. Run it up the middle, and he scores.
Whether you're new to crypto or an active trader, they've got you covered. What are you waiting for? Get started at Blockchain.com.
Just because you wrestle alligators for a living doesn't mean you should have the skin of one. Say goodbye to dry and cracked skin with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash with vitamin B3. Made for 24/7 renewing moisturization with daily use. With scents of vanilla and shea, people will think you've taken up candle making as one of your hobbies. And there is nothing wrong with that. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. Shop Old Spice now.
Back to the Players Lounge.
Are you a Cowboys fan who spices up the game? Nominate yourself or a friend to be the Cowboys Fan of the Year presented by Captain Morgan and win a trip to Super Bowl 57 in Arizona. Nominate yourself or a friend at DallasCowboys.com/Fan of the Year. See, heck, you're getting it now, man.
What?
You're getting how we operate. That little shot you just gave me there, man. See,
I'm going to give you the shot. It's going to happen anyway. It's been fun since I walked in here.
Isn't it fun? Isn't it fun?
Yeah, for sure. I got another shot for you. Mm-hmm. Man, first of all, I want to appreciate, let everybody know that Nui got me this shirt yesterday. Nui threw this over at me. Hold on, Chris. Get right up on this thing, man.
That exquisite. There you go.
But how about this collar, man? Mm. What in the 1972 is going on with
this? Got the extendo pack right there, man. Got the extendo pack.
Working at the car wash.
You acting like I manufactured it, man.
That's meant to be popped right there. That's meant to be.
Man.
Here's what I know, heck. Here's what I know.
It's free.
It's $3.99.
It doesn't matter. Whatever you put on, you make it look fly.
Man, I appreciate that, but hey, hold up. When I put it on, I was like, whoa.
Wait a second.
Heck, you can make bell bottoms look good.
Nah, I bet I couldn't do that.
You could even make the scarves and stuff that Prince wore. You could make that.
Nah, dog. Nah, man, cue the music, please. Because we need D Mac up in here. That's D Mac.
Yeah, man.
He needs survival music on. Hey, Danny. Break it up. Break it up. Speaking of D-Mac, you lost yesterday, dog.
Yeah, big dog.
Hold that L.
What's he, 3? Yeah, he 3-1 now.
I'm coming. Seabiscuit.
Mm-hmm. What is
your
two?
You trying to be quiet over there.
Yeah. He was part of that L crew. He was part of that L crew. It's all good, man. We can't all be Negro Diamonds out here, man. You know? We can't all be that.
Let me pop.
Yeah, pop that.
I didn't take into account that the quarterback would get...
Man, that was tough.
The NFL's getting lit up today, and they should.
Rightfully so.
And for the people who keep coming here, I'm like, man, guess what? Nothing's going to happen.
They won't talk about this in 2 weeks.
They're going to talk about player safety. This would be like a school shooting. We're just going to talk about it. This doesn't happen again. We're going to make these changes. Nothing's going to happen.
Not at all.
Because we're still watching on Sunday.
Yep.
We're still setting our fantasy football lineups. This is what the league is. I feel bad for Tua Tagovailoa. The Dolphins, in my opinion, should not have played the young man, but they did. Nothing's going to happen.
No, you're completely right, man. And it's sad to say that, but it's the truth. You know, in 2 weeks from now, it's just going to be another story that happened. It's messed up. I think the Dolphins definitely did him a disservice by putting him out there. And especially... I think it was even more of a disservice. What was that, last week? The man got up stumbling, couldn't walk straight. How do you let that guy back in the game? How do you let him back in the game and finish that? And then on a short week, let him play a full game out there. That to me is just that's a disservice, a malpractice, whatever you want to call it, man. It's just not right. And now hopefully, you know, he doesn't have further damage. Because I've never seen that type of concussion where your fingers lock up like that. And that was scary, man. That was scary.
Tight end for the Chargers had that happen. Somebody sent me the video, and it happened to him. He said last year, 2 years ago, but kind of the same thing where he went down, was hurt, and you saw the fingers. And I think it may have been Donald Parham. But anyway, it's scary, man. It's scary. Man. And
that's hard to watch. It's hard to watch a human being go through that. It's a sport that we love. We love to see. And the conversation and the opinions on this, I think it's always varied due to what generation you're a part of. You know, some people say, oh, you know the risk when you get out there, and they put a lot of risk on, put a lot of the onus on the ball club and on the player. But, you know, that was wrong. And no matter how you toss it up, you have to give – sometimes you have to protect people from themselves.
Exactly.
And that's the part where you look at the negligence. That's when you start talking malpractice. Mm-hmm. When, look, man, you know the young man wasn't right before, and you should pull him. But like you just said, Nui, nothing's going to change to that regard, because there's more at stake, unfortunately, than just the players. They are looking at the dollars. And if you're saying, oh, if you get concussed in this game, the next game automatically you're going to be out. So what does that do to the ratings? What does that do to attendance? What does that do to a lot of different things? And so, look, man, my prayers are with Tua. I hope the young man recovers from this. And, you know, I hope a lesson is learned all across the board in the NFL.
As a former player, how do guys in that locker room look at the head coach?
It's tough, man, because when you go through that concussion protocol, I mean, anybody could beat the test. Like, I'm going to be honest. The test is, you know, what's your name, where you at, you know, when you were born, you know, what team are you on? I mean, guys can go ahead and answer that. But what happened to where if you were in the concussion and they take your helmet and you can't find your helmet and you can't get back in the game? Like, what happened to that? How did this man get his helmet and get put back in the game? I mean, and you're telling me that it has to be on that, you know, the whole brain guys they have over there and the head coach, because if we saw it at home, I know the head coach sitting there like, damn, my quarterback's jacked up. He's getting up, stumbling and falling back to his knees, and they just come to you, the doctor comes to you and say, hey, Tua's ready. As a coach, how you sit there and say, oh, he's ready? All right, put him back in there. After you saw what you saw on the field. I mean, sometimes you got to look at these guys as your sons and be like, man, would I let my son back going out there after I saw something like that?
No.
I mean, it's out of pocket,
man. You're gonna sit over here
right beside me. Like, but like you said, it's a business at the end of the day. We're trying to win this game, putting back in there. It's a jacked up situation, man.
So that happens, and I'll spin this back to the Cowboys, heck. When Michael Gallup said, I'm mentally not ready to go, I didn't have any issue with it. You know, there's certain fans out there on social media that have their own issues. And then, of course, the one that I always hate the most when I hear from, you know, in corporate America, you know, you decide not to work, you're going to lose 50% of your life. You know, this isn't your job, okay?
Yeah.
Your job down at the Walmart is not the Dallas Cowboys, it's professional sports, okay? The Cowboys knew Michael was injured and decided they were still going to give him a contract, so they're honoring the contract, and the player is trying to get back. They all understood that this could be the case, that he would miss several games. But I just didn't have an issue at all of Michael saying, hey, mentally, I wasn't ready to go. The Chris Godwin thing was in his mind. But Mike McCarthy said today, it's looking positive for him to get out there and go.
Yeah, well, as much as we've made advancements, as much as we fall behind, and we're talking more about the mental health of players. And, you know, Michael Gallup makes the statement and says, look, they're clearing me physically to do this, but mentally I just don't believe that I could cut. You talked about this, you know, about pulling, you know, your Achilles, and just knowing that you want to go out there and be 100%. Look, I don't fault Michael Gallup for this, but what I do, when I do think about this situation, I ask myself, were the Cowboys prepared for Michael Gallup to sit out for four games? They could have prepared themselves for that instead of rushing him back, because medically, I don't think that it's kind of unprecedented that a guy comes back from an ACL injury as fast as he had.
That's pretty quick.
You know, and so if you take time, if you allow a young guy that you're vested, he has a contract signed with you, look, man, let this guy recover. Let him come back in his time, because you know what kind of player he is. And, man, he's going to be able to ride out 13 games with you instead of you rushing him back and possibly risking him be injured further.
Are they saying, like, he's 100%, he's ready to go, or is he still saying that he's questionable? They're saying he's bona fide going to be on a snap count out there.
First thing, you know, Mike's never going to – rarely is he going to he's going out there. But right now he did everything in order to play last week. It just – he felt he wasn't ready to go. So I'm anticipating. I mean, you talk to guys in the locker room as well. This is going
to
be the week.
Yeah, and as long as, you know, to me, as long as that medical staff says it's okay and then Michael Gallup in his mind believes that he can hold up, by all means.
I'd be surprised if he didn't play.
Yeah.
I would be surprised if he didn't play. And playing how much, you know, that's obviously and you've been there. Maybe you can speak to a competitor.
That cardio.
You know, is there a pitch count? Are there like a certain number of plays that they say, okay, we only want you here? But I'm just imagining him playing, and then they'll dictate what that limit is. Kind of like they did with Peters.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly what I was about to say, man. I think it'll come down to that Peters situation where, you know, they might have him on a snap count, maybe 15, maybe 20 snaps, depending on how he feels out there. Because to me, I mean, you know, you could be doing all the bands you want to and working out on the sideline with Britt and all that stuff throughout the training camp and all that, but you're not going to get in football shape by sitting on the sideline. You got to play football. So to me, the biggest thing besides, you know, trusting that knee is going to be his cardio out there.
Barry, at what point then were you like – because it was in your head. Mm-hmm. You were thinking about it probably night and day, waking up in the middle of the night thinking about it. At what point when you were playing that you said to yourself, oh, I'm good?
It was that first game back. To be honest, it was that first game back. I think it was week one. And I was like, this is my first time really testing it out. Like, I got an opportunity during training camp to really go through it and make sure it was all good. But in the back of my mind, I kind of always felt like, all right, I got to be careful when I plant. Because if I plant too hard, it might go. But that first game back, you know, it was a lot of reaction. I was in the box a lot. You know, quarterback's three-step job, and I had to plant and go. And after them first couple series, when I realized I wasn't even really thinking about it anymore, like, I was just reacting out there like it was back to my old self. Then I was like, all right, you know what? I got it. I'm ready. I was mentally past it, but it takes a while to get past that point because those first couple weeks, you're going to be always thinking, all right, I got to make sure I plant this way, and it really doesn't allow you to play as fast as you really can. So once you get past that mental barrier, that's when the true recovery starts.
Let's get another break in here. We've got predictions to go. All right, so get ready. I already know what Heck's going to do.
Oh, yeah, we know what Heck's going to do.
I already know what you're going to do.
I'm undefeated, man. You know?
That's Thursday Night Football.
Okay.
It's Thursday Night Football. Thursday Night Football.
Now we'll bring it over to Sunday, too.
Okay, so Sunday's different.
Yeah. We do. Let's ride.
I think I'm undefeated on Sunday, too, right?
Let me add it up.
We're going to look it up.
Hey, don't look at my numbers. My numbers is good. You stay right where you are with my numbers. Don't you change nothing.
I'm always giving – I'm grading Heck on a curve.
Don't you – no.
I'm giving Heck –
said that man was 2-1. I was like, hold on.
I'm giving him a curve. I'm being that professor.
You got 100 now, though.
Got me audited by accident.
Heck, Maharrison, Barry Church, I'm Newey Sports, Danny McCray with the band.
This is New Heck Lounge, to see it.
Brought to you by Tostitos on DallasCowboys.com radio.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. You hear that? I'm a torrential downpour. Torrential? What's that even mean? It means you can't see out of your windshield. And if you have the wrong car insurance, you might have to make it rain to fix your bumper. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
And they snap it to Prescott, who looks right. It's not there. He escapes left. He'll run for a first down.
Just like football, when it comes to crypto, it's important to have a team you can trust. With Blockchain.com, I know I'm in good hands. Since 2011, they've been trusted by millions around the world to buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency.
Prescott's going to run this himself. Run it up the middle, and he scores.
Whether you're new to crypto or an active trader, they've got you covered. What are you waiting for? Get started at Blockchain.com.
Want to use what the pros use? How about the official men's skincare brand of the Dallas Cowboys? Jack Black. Right now you can get the Jack Black Starter, a curated collection of Cowboys locker room favorites for just $10 with free shipping. The starter includes 4 Jack Black skincare favorites plus a full-sized intense therapy lip balm. Go to getjackblack.com/cowboys and use the code word TEAMJB. That's getjackblack.com/cowboys. The Jack Black Starter, $10, free shipping.
It's Smoothie King's original angel food and new angel food slim without added sugar. You no longer have to choose between treating yourself and hitting your goals this summer. You don't have to choose between great taste and feeling great. Because at Smoothie King, every blend is made with whole fruits and no syrups. So you can satisfy your cravings without compromise. The only choice you will need to make is which one is best for you. Try our classic angel food or the new angel food slim blended without added sugar. Smoothie King. Rule the day.
Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All on one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt One Plus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Back to the Players Lounge.
Limited tickets for the 2022 Dallas Cowboys season at AT&T Stadium are available now. Visit DallasCowboys.com/tickets or go to SeatGeek.com, the official ticketing provider of AT&T Stadium. What are you going to say, Hackmeyer?
I said they better get them. They better get these tickets. They got limited tickets available. You better get them because you know what happened once, you know, once these wins get to coming in, Dak come back. Oh, it's a hot ticket item. Mm. I got to be there.
Standing room only.
Yeah.
That'll cost you $175, man.
Yeah. Better
what?
Be at the door.
Is that what it's up to?
I think so. Last time
Tampa, like Tampa Bay was $175.
$175. Standing room only.
I remember when they used to be $30. Mm. I was the first.
Yesterday's price is not today's price.
You ain't lying.
Go in there with that $35 if you
Dan
want
McCurry
to.
Will tell you that.
Hey, yeah. Ooh, $175. To be like this, how we doing?
Just no, standing. It's not even like that. You standing toe-to-toe next to people. Yeah. You in deep. I mean, it's
and don't go through that with that excuse me mess. Excuse me. No, bro. We locked in. They run it to the dough.
Have you seen the video of what when they let him in?
Oh, yeah.
Man, I'm gonna be sprinting to that. Ooh.
No, I love it.
I don't want it that bad, man. I don't want that. Nah.
I can't do it.
I'm spoiled, man. Because you go to these games so much. You know, I've done this now for 30 years. You go to so many games, you're spoiled. Mm-hmm. So, I'd rather go home and watch it before I stand up there like that and be uncomfortable.
So back in the day, me and my old lady, we used to sit up at the top of the top. At Texas Stadium, we had the 93 championship banner keeping us, the shade on us, bro.
You had my Super Bowl seat.
Yeah, no. Was your seats?
Oh, brother. Yeah.
Way up at the top at Texas Stadium.
So people are like, how's the halftime show?
I don't know.
Literally, you couldn't see, and I had to watch it on my little iPad because I didn't know. Like, where's Dr. Dre? Couldn't see. So, no, heck, I was about seven rows from the top of SoFi.
No,
way up top.
Yeah, the second Super Bowl Eli won, we were about five rows from the top of Lucas Oil Stadium. So that's what I call it, my Super Bowl seat.
Well, look, that's what we were for Dallas Cowboys Cleveland Browns game. So it wasn't a Super Bowl. It was just a regular season game, and it was hot.
Mm.
And we was up in that thing.
Mm.
So let's ride.
Let's ride.
Left guard. Who would you like to see on Sunday?
Peters.
Without a doubt, it's got to be Peters.
Okay.
Hopefully his cardio's up, man. Get more than what did he have? 15 snaps last
15
time?
15 snaps. Four, he was sweating.
More to them. Yeah, get a little bit more
to
them.
He was sweating out.
Mm-hmm. Get a little more to them.
Okay. Jayron Kearse, think he goes? Safety?
I don't rush him back. Okay. I mean, you got Wilson playing good. Don't rush him back.
Malik Hooker's playing well with the green dot. He's communicating effectively, and you just Donovan Wilson is the guy that is taking advantage of his opportunity, and that's what you wanted to see. You know, I think he had Marquise Bell on his heels in camp, and you're seeing Donovan Wilson do a hell of a job.
All right, does Turpin finally get one to the house? Got close last week. Got close.
What you think, Hank?
You know, I think he's making a difference on special teams, and that's good enough for us. I mean, he's changing field positions. Whether he gets one now or gets one later, at some point he is going to have an impact on a big game.
Yeah, you're going to see it early. I mean, with these punters, they're starting to get afraid to kick to them. You're going to see some shanks here left and right. Field position could be in the Cowboys' favor without even touching the rock.
Who's the one Washington player you're concerned about?
You know what? It's going to forever be Scary Terry. Terry McLaurin is he's been he's having a – I don't know what's going on with him. I know what's going on. It's Carson Wentz is happening to him. But he's the one player that once he gets active, man, it's hard to stop that brother.
Yeah, he's a beast. And I'm going to go the two big Bama boys in the middle, Allen and Payne.
Yeah.
When those guys start rolling, man, they can cause havoc in there. Not only your run game, but they can cause that pressure right in front of you. And we know, Cooper Rush isn't the most mobile of guys out there. So those two guys, they worry me a little bit, especially with, Biadasz in there a little bit. So, those guys got me a little nervous.
You going to throw Schultz in there?
How many whatever you want to do.
No. I was going to say, Schultz, better hurry up and get back.
Oh, yeah. He
I mean.
Is it Schultz time?
He need back.
It's one of those where, man.
Is it too late?
Come on back so you can get your numbers on the open market. But
wow,
man, I heck, I just don't see how they're going to be able to pay Dalton Schultz after this season, considering all the other people that they've got contracts. Because remember now, when they go to Jerry, they come to Jerry asking for the record at their position. You know, Frederick, I want to set the mark right. They set the mark. So if you're Trayvon Diggs, you're just not coming for the bag.
Oh,
I need to have the record bag.
Yeah,
then you got Anthony Brown too.
Right, so you got CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee Lamb coming up. CeeDee Lamb next about to say, well, you know, I'll take less than Devontae. It's Jerry. They want the top dollar. So you start thinking about the guys you got to pay. Would you pay Dalton Schultz?
Nah.
Top tight end money?
No. I wouldn't change the market.
If he would take, you know, six to eight a year, I'd give him that. But you're not getting top dollar, man.
Now, here's a question. Do you really want to go pay $6 to $8 million a year if you look at these rookies and say, hey, we could potentially have two guys on the same track he was? Because Schultz didn't do any of this his rookie year.
No, you're already there. I'm playing the devil's advocate, but you're right. Yeah. I mean, it's the same thing. I can get two guys for what one guy is, and I'm gonna take the two guys. I mean, it's the Randy Gregory theory.
Yeah, I mean, I've been calling it for a while. Like, he's just, you know, he's not that dynamic. But I will say this, though, you know, Danny pointed it out. Yeah, he's a good football. And Danny pointed it out the other day. Let me see what happens when Dak gets back. You know, if he really hones in on Schultz being that security blanket and Schultz starts putting up crazy numbers, you know, I can see them, you know, still not, you know, breaking the bank with him, but giving him a lower ball type of contract situation.
They offered him so make sure we get this straight. They offered him a long-term contract.
Oh, all right. Okay,
Stephen Jones said, you know, we offered him a contract, but, you know, they wanted more money that they just weren't comfortable going at. Yeah. And as this starts to go forward, and you say, who else do we have to start paying? And you say, Micah Parsons. That's going to be a record contract.
Yeah. He's going to get it.
Right now, Diggs. Between Diggs, Lamb, Parsons, where's the discount coming?
Everybody's not going to get paid in that equation either, Nui. Everybody's not going to get the bag. Not the bag that Mike, the bag you got to prepare to give Micah. I mean, what are you going to pay? You're not going to pay Micah like a linebacker. You're going to pay Micah like an edge rusher.
Yeah, he's going to be classified as an edge guy.
But I'm just saying, Diggs, okay, all right, and this is just me. I fully expect to see Diggs, Lamb, Parsons with second contracts.
Here with the Cowboys. I can see that. Okay. And you're not going to have – you're not Brown, Hooker, you know, those type of guys.
And in order to make that happen, I'm going to have to go ahead and say, as much as I like Schultz, I can't give him a David Njoku contract and go pay this person. I can't. Mm-mm. So this becomes that 80-20 rule. So
he should have signed that contract because he probably could not have seen Peyton Hendershot. In his vision, Peyton Hendershot is what's making the difference for why he's not going to get that.
I don't blame Schultz for not. If you feel like there's his value for you, and you feel like, hey, I'm one of the top 10 tight ends in this league, don't take the deal, because the chances of him getting what he wants after this season are pretty high.
Yeah, somebody will pay him.
Right. Just won't be here.
Yeah.
And so, look, we see it every year, especially for good Cowboy players, because they're on TV so much. You'll get a deal.
Oh, yeah.
Connor Williams went to Miami. You know,
Cedric Wilson.
Right, got himself a job. I mean, so it's going to happen. And someone will pay. He's a good football player, man. I mean, so make sure everybody understand it. I'm not telling you that Dalton Schultz is not a good football player worthy of a long-term contract. Yeah. What I'm telling you is you've got so many good young players that are coming up for second contracts. You got to ask yourself, what am I going to do? You brought up Anthony Brown. What are you going to do?
Man, he's an extremely good corner. I mean, he's extremely good.
What's the strength of your team? Do you want to not have an Anthony Brown? I mean, right now, when you start looking, that these are tough decisions. And to me, what's the easiest decision? Hey, man, happened to you.
Yeah, it was tough.
Bunch of good players. We're going to let a good football player go.
Mm-hmm. Somebody will pay him.
Still mad about that.
You didn't want to take no less.
Nah, they came with me with some. I said, man, you out your damn mind. But, you know,
this ain't the Patriots. When agents come, and it's funny. I remember talking to Lee Steinberg, the great. He was like, we love when our guys came up for Jerry. You know, we were all going for the kill. You know, we were trying to take any discounts with Jerry.
Nah, can't do it.
Because Jerry will pay top dollar.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be real interesting, and they're going to get help a little bit because if you know, I anticipate Tyler Smith to continue this run he's on. So now you're going to have a left tackle who's making, you know, first round money, low money. Mm-hmm. And so there's they've got to figure out how to pay people. Heck, that's the deal there. All right, pick time. Pick time. Danny McCray has already come in with his pick.
What did D-Mac do? What did he do? He went to Manders?
D-Mac, 24-10, Cowboys.
Okay, I like that. I like. First of all, I like that score, and I like that pick.
He's switching up a lot, man.
Ooh,
flip. He was talking about, Cooper Rush starting. I'm never being a Cowboy. I don't know, man.
That's your man. He's That's your up. Man. That's your man.
It's that Versace he had on yesterday, man. I know you listen to D-Mac, man. That Versace was clean, though.
He comes with that TV right now, man.
Church?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Cowboys as well, especially being here in Jerry's world, man. It's going to be, I'm going to call it 31-17.
31-17.
Wow, season high in points scored.
They're going to put it on them. They're going to put it on them, man. And then Cooper Rush going to follow it up again next week, and then we're going to have a little situation.
All right, heck, you got the Cowboys winning. What's your score?
I got the Cowboys winning, and I'm going – I don't think the Manders get more – I'm saying 10 – I'm going to go 10 points. I think we score at least 27 points this game. Okay. We're going
27-10. Yeah. Right. 27-10. What you got to do? What you got for us, big dog? What you got for us?
Hey, look, I got the Cowboys winning. They play well at home. I think they realize that – this is a divisional game. You got to win them. You've already lost one game at home. You cannot lose this football game. But I'm still concerned with the fact that they still have yet to, you know, scoring is an issue. You know, putting up points around here is an issue right now for this football team. So I'm only going to put up 21 points for the Cowboys.
Okay. I like it.
And I'm going to put up 13 for Washington.
Okay, got a little close game, so it's going to be they're going to pull away late in the fourth.
I think, you know what, I'm going to special teams touchdown. Okay. Special teams touchdown this week.
Special teams touchdown. What about defensive touchdown? Got that in there too.
You know what, Carson Wentz will be giving.
He's a generous man.
Give it away. Give it away now. So Carson will do that. So, but I expect a closer football game just because this is the National Football League. Washington's in a position where this thing truly can get away. I mean, you can fall 1-4.
Yeah.
So I expect them to come with 60 minutes of football ready to play because one, you're trying to save your season. I mean, you at 1-4, you basically are.
Yeah, it's a done dado.
So not only that, 1-4 with two straight losses in the division.
Yeah.
You know, this could be, they've been calling Sean Payton, you know, pretty soon to see what they can do.
How about that?
Sean Payton will not be coaching Washington.
Taylor Heineke coming up.
To do what?
Oh, he ain't going to do much better.
To do what?
That team going to get a little salty, man. That offensive line got to be sick, man.
They could be on their third different center. So they've got some issues up there, but I still think they'll just keep it close because it's a rivalry game. They had 54 points scored on them last, so they'll try and hold on as much as they can. But I just feel like this Dallas defense, it's hard to score on these guys.
And we cannot start slow. We've got to come in ready. That Denver game you talked about, we came in, we were still asleep, we were not awake yet, and we tried to get back in the game in the second half. That's what we cannot do in this game. We got to come to the stadium ready to go.
Let's do it.
Everybody.
I think just like we saw with the Giants game last week, I expect that same type of thing where they know it's going to be a dogfight. They'll be ready to go, and they'll do what they do. I have confidence in them to go out here and win the game. But offensively, I'm still going to be interested to see when does the explosion happen. Clearly, all three of you think the explosion offensively happens this week at home. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to be the old Parcells line of, you know, all I go by is what I see. So when I see it, then I'll see it. But right now, I'll give you 21 points of special teams touchdown in this one here. But the Cowboys, more importantly, the Cowboys win the game. Cooper Rush goes a 4-0 as a starter. And this team is going to be 2-0 in the division. And I just don't think you can you can't underscore how important that is. You win the division, then you're where you want to be. So that's where it starts right here. You've got to beat Washington at home. It is I know people hate saying must win. It's a must win. You're not you can't be in the business of giving games away. You just can't do it. It's early in the season. You gotta pack this sucker on here. As Jason Garrett, you're talking about stacking wins. Stack this. Put this in here, stack the win, keep going. You're getting more players back here. So this also should play in their favor. So get this dub. That's what they've got to go do. Heck, Harrison, Barry Church, Newey Scruggs, sit us out, Heck.
Cowboy Nation, I hope your team win!
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys? Yeah!